Chapter 2. On the third day, in the middle of the night, while many kinsmen and friends and neighbors were visiting the illustrious man, a darkness came suddenly upon him, and his legs were overcome by cold and stiffened. Extending his hands in prayer, he gladly received death. For he remembered the exceedingly pleasant vision which he had seen previously after having suffered the same symptoms. He fell down on his bed as if weighed down by sleep. He heard the horrible voices of a great multitude shouting and demanding that he go out. Opening his eyes, he saw nothing but the three aforementioned holy heavenly messengers. Two were set on either side, the third standing armed at his head. In a marvelous manner, he saw the aforementioned holy heavenly messengers with the appearances and voices of men. And he heard their songs with all the sweetness of pleasantness. Then the heavenly messenger of the Lord at his right hand, consoling him, said,
"Do not fear, you have a defense."
And as the heavenly messengers lifted him up, he, perceiving no roof or house, passed through the midst of howling and clamoring demons. He heard one of them speaking,
"Let us go forth to wage war in front of his face."
Then he saw a black cloud on the left side, curling in front of him, forming into a battle line in front of his face. Now the bodies of the demons, as far as they could appear to his soul, were full of deformity and blackness, long-necked, filled with meagerness and filthiness and every horror. Their heads swelled into the likeness of cauldrons. But when the demons flew or fought, he could not see the shape of their body, only a horrible and flittering shadow. But what prudent reader does not know that these things are done by the unclean spirits due to the terror of the soul which beholds them, and due to the horrible darkness, he could never see their faces exactly as he could not see those of the holy heavenly messengers due to the brightness which was too great. The demons warred, shooting fiery arrows against them. But all of these most wicked weapons were extinguished by the heavenly messenger's shield. Truly, the adversaries fell back before the countenance of the heavenly messenger who was fighting, who said like a rationalizer,
"Do not delay our journey, for this human is not a partaker of your perdition."
The adversaries, contradicting and blaspheming, said,
"It is unjust. Human who consented to a sinner should have no condemnation, since it is written, not only those who do such things are worthy of death, but even those who consent to those who do them."
Truly, as the heavenly messengers fought, the holy man supposed that the shouting of the battle and the crying of the demons could be heard in all the earth. When the spiritual adversary was conquered, he raised up his venomous head like a bruised serpent, saying,
"He often brought forth idle speeches. He is not entitled to enjoy a blessed life unharmed."
The holy heavenly messenger said,
"Unless you bring forward principal crimes, he shall not perish on account of the lesser."
The ancient accuser said,
"It is written, if any of you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your trespasses."
The holy heavenly messenger responded,
"When did he avenge himself? Or to whom has he done wrong?"
The slanderer said,
"It is not written, if any of you do not avenge, but if any of you do not forgive from your hearts."
The heavenly messenger of the Lord said,
"Let us be judged before the Lord."
The conquered enemy replenished his viperine venoms, speaking,
"If the Lord is just, this man shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens. For it is written, unless you are converted and become like little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens." He has barely fulfilled this word.
The holy heavenly messenger, explaining, said,
"He had innocence in his heart, but he continued according to the custom of men."
The slanderer responded,
"Evil from the custom, so let him accept vengeance from the supreme judge."
The holy heavenly messenger said,
"Let us be judged before the Lord."
As the holy heavenly messenger fought on, the adversaries were crushed.